KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Hlein Adi and the Woosh Kitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland, and our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is meteorologist Caleb Cravens. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Shelley.
Hi. Good. Time is
maybe a, I need some more coffee.
Time is a flat circle. How are you doing? How are you liking all this rain we've had?
Well, I'm doing great. Maybe not liking the rain so much. Being from the South and being from Tennessee, we don't quite see this much rain all at one time. But I'm handling it pretty well.
Yeah, I bet summers down in Tennessee are quite a bit different. Would you normally be, do you have any idea what the temperature is down there today?
Not today, but I do know they have been seeing temperatures nearly 100 degrees the past couple weeks.
Any severe weather down there?
I know they've not had quite severe weather recently, but it is pretty common.
Well, thank you for joining me today. It is Weather Wednesday. And you're here to go over the climate numbers from last month, July, the forecast for the rest of this month, August, and maybe the weekend forecast if we have time to get to that. But I thought we'd start with the climate numbers for July. You sent me a report that had a lot of fun numbers, and I'll just see if I read this one right. Precipitation in July was higher than normal.
That's correct.
If we take a look at, I'm absolutely shocked.
Yeah, we have grown way too familiar this summer with rain and lots of it. If we take a look at last month, what the rainfall amounts were, definitely way above normal for most locations. In Juneau, actually, we were above normal. We had 5.71 inches of total rainfall. For other locations across the area, Ketchikan was the big winner. They had actually nearly 4.2 inches above normal in precip. They saw 10.77 inches of rain in July. We broke a few records also when it came to rain. On July 15th, Ketchikan had a 24-hour accumulation of 1.61 inches. That beat their old record of 0.81 in 1962. And then Sitka came in on July 26th and got 1.62 inches, beating their old record of 1.2 in 2005.
So how far off the normal were we? You said we got 5.71 inches here in Juneau. What's normal?
That's correct. So for July, our normal precip is 4.6 inches. So we weren't too far off. We were only about a little over 1 inch above normal. But like I said, other areas, you know, they were seeing 4 inches above normal. Petersburg actually was one of the few places that saw below normal, where they saw That was actually for temperature where they saw below normal, but they were above normal for precip.
So is a little bit more than 1 inch above normal, is that a lot in your professional opinion?
I wouldn't necessarily say that's a lot. I would just say it was pretty wet.
Yeah, no doubt. Do you happen to know what the record is for highest amount of rainfall in Juneau in July?
Well, if we take a look at, I'm not for sure just for July, but I do know for June and July, we typically like to look at these type of things and seasons. Summer is typically not too terribly wet for us, but I know this year when we look at June and July for Juneau, we received 13.01 inches of rain. Now the record all time high for those 2 months is 15.74, and that was in 2014. Oh. So when you compare those two, we are at our fourth highest ever rainfall amount.
Wow. That's surprising information.
Yeah, when you start looking at the numbers, they can surprise you.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting you to say that. Do you have any idea what's been causing all this rain? or what typically causes us to have a rainy summer? And is this the beginning of a trend?
You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. One of the big things is just the pattern that we set up in. It just so happens the overall pattern, the upper atmosphere, the way the pattern, the winds are moving around the Panhandle, the way they set up, the systems build in the Gulf and come on shore. Typically, when we get these rainy patterns, we have a lot of onshore flow, meaning we usually have like a low pressure system in the Gulf, and it's pushing winds onshore from the ocean, and it provides a lot of moisture since it's traveling over water. And in return, we see a lot of precip from that.
I see. Can you tell me a little bit about that thunderstorm we had last week?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. It's not every day that we get thunderstorms here in Juneau. It's actually pretty rare. Most of the time we won't even see any lightning for several years, but it did happen. We actually saw temperatures well into the 80s, the end of July. And because of that, it actually just primed the atmosphere around us for energy. We had tons of stored energy for thunderstorms. We had a weather front move in from the south on the 31st. And as it moved through, it came into this area where we had just this warm, moist air. And it initiated these thunderstorms, and we actually got some lightning out of it.
Yeah, I didn't see or hear anything where I live, but I heard about it. And last summer, I remember in August, there was a pretty good thunderstorm, knocked out the power, and that was the first one I'd ever seen here in Juneau.
Yeah, I guess we've been pretty lucky. Since I just moved here last year, and we had some lightning last summer. So 2 years in a row now, we've had lightning.
That's interesting. You describe us as lucky. I don't know if everyone enjoys it as much as maybe you and I would.
I have to be careful as a meteorologist. I tend to like, you know, the severe weather side of things, but I have to remember it may not be as cool or fascinating to other people.
Yeah. I do miss thunderstorms. I'm from the Midwest myself, so I agree that we're lucky we get to see them. But is it part of an upward trend? I mean, you said they're rare. I've seen two in 2 years, or we've seen two in 2 years. Again, are things changing?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised. It's hard to say without really doing the research. But, you know, if we keep continuing to have above normal temperatures in the area, I wouldn't be surprised if the amount of lightning we start receiving increases.
And another trend that's increasing are the glacial dam releases. The Jökulsá, I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, it's the Jökulsá.
Jökulsá. So those have been happening more and more often. I believe we've had one just about every year for the past 5 years, maybe. You might
yes,
know more
that's
than me.
Correct.
What's the relationship with all this record rainfall and the dam release, the glacial dam release?
So these glacial dam releases that we receive, they happen once a year, and they have been for the past several years. We actually just had one in Juneau to wrap up the end of July. And so basically, just real quick, what it is on the Mendenhall Glacier, water piles up in this basin back there from rain and snowmelt. And as it does so, the water eventually fills up, and it's blocked by the glacier itself. It makes basically an ice dam. And as we move into summer, temperatures go up, we get more rain, and the more rain melts away, and the water, basically the pressure against that ice dam builds up, and it constantly is working away a drainage system through that ice dam, getting bigger and bigger. The past couple of years, it's actually been making it all the way to the top of the ice dam, and the water has been flowing over. Now this year, it started to do that, but then finally was able to wither away a drainage system underneath the ice dam large enough to let all of the water out of the basin all at once. And when it does this, all that water goes into the Mendenhall Lake and into the Mendenhall River, and we can see some flooding concerns when that happens.
Was there any reported damage, serious damage from the flooding this time?
There wasn't any serious damage. We did have some flooding down on Mendenhall Lake Campground. They had to close that area. There were some residents who live along the river. The water came up into their yards and up to the homes. So that was about the extent of the damage that we saw with this one.
All right. Well, what were some of the other interesting points in the climate report that maybe we haven't touched on yet?
Just a few things for temperatures wise. People may look back on July as being wet, but we can't forget the beginning and the end. It was bookended by really warm temperatures. As we went into July, Juneau Airport saw they broke a record on the first, actually. They hit 78 degrees, and that beat their old record of 77 from 1989, and that was a 31-year-old record. Yakutat Airport, they also got a new record. They hit 69 degrees on the first, and that beat their old record of 68 from 1994. But that was short-lived. Like I said, we got used to all this rain. It truly arrived, and through the rest of the month, and then luckily the last week of July, we saw another nice period, clear skies and warm, and we saw a few more records broke. Sitka actually tied their all-time high temperature record of 88 degrees on the 31st, and that was from 1976.
Well, I hope they enjoyed the warmth. Because looking ahead for the rest of the month, and even looking ahead a couple days on the forecast this week, will we be getting any more hot, sunny days like that?
When we look at the month overall, we like to look at it in aspects of climate, overall averages. And when we look at the Climate Prediction Center for this month, they are forecasting slightly above normal temperatures and equal chances of below or above average precip. So they're basically what that means is they're not seeing any major indicators to forecast either above or below. They're going with equal chances. And then, like I said, temperatures for this month are looking slightly above normal.
How about the weekend?
Unfortunately, the weekend's looking a little wet. But I will say that tomorrow it looks like our best day for the remainder of the week. We'll have some sunny breaks out there, just a few isolated showers. The southern panhandle will likely see more widespread showers. But here in Juneau, we should have a pretty decent day tomorrow. And then by Friday, another weather system comes in and more rain sets in.
All right. Well, at least we have tomorrow and the rest of today, which hasn't been too bad.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you want to share with listeners today, Caleb? Any advice about rainy day activities while we're all inside anyway?
I always just say make the most of it. The rain's not going to hurt you, so always get a raincoat, get out there. And living here in Juneau, there's hundreds of trails. There's all kinds of water if you have access to a boat. Do some fishing, get out there. And if you're not an outdoors person, then inside, play games, card games, sit there and binge watch a good Netflix show. That's what I like to do. And make the most of it.
Cool. Well, thanks, Caleb. It was nice to speak with you, and I guess we will talk again next month.
Hey, it's good as always. And just real say real quick, always find your most up-to-date forecast at weather.gov/Juneau and give us a follow on Facebook and Twitter at NWS Juneau.
Will do. Thanks again, Caleb. Take care.
Thanks for having me.